Well, it's winter and some days can be challenging, but the best way to beat the blahs is to get out for a walk. Because I do not like winter, going outside is something I struggle with. In the past I did a lot of walking, but mainly walking through nearby neighborhoods. Last summer I actually discovered some amazing hiking trails ranging from easy to challenging. Of course there is nothing that compares to the Niagara Parkway Recreational Trail right in our own backyard, and certainly close for those who live in Niagara on the lake. Or the great new walk along the Lake Ontario shoreline that starts from the gazebo at the end of King Street, all the way to the end of the golf course. It makes a great walk that gives you a view of the lake, a short walk in the local streets, and then finishing it all off by walking along Queen Street back to Queen's Royal Park. If you want a more strenuous walk, you can head to Queenston, where there is a small parking lot on the corner of York Road and the Parkway. The trail goes up the escarpment to Brock's Monument and the Landscape of Nations Memorial. Once you get to the top, you get a wonderful view of Niagara on the lake and the mouth of the river. Of course the walk down is even better. Lol. In other parts of the region there are other great spots as well, such as Short Hills Provincial Park for the more serious hikers, along with a big chunk of the Bruce Trail. JC Park in St. Catharines is also a great spot with a paved walkway that goes over a bridge to Port Dalhousie and Lakeside Park. Down near Lock 1 on Lakeshore Road is Malcolmson's Eco Park that is a gentle walk through the woods, with the added feature of little multi-designed birdhouses that dot the trail. This is an easy walk with much to look at. Up near Brock University there is Glenridge Quarry Naturalization Site with its own lake and a great view of Lake Ontario. It also has a children's discovery center. Close by for those in Thorold, and well worth the drive wherever you live in Niagara. The great thing about all of these places is that they are free, and each has a personality of their own. Now here is one thing that I discovered that makes me feel good all over, and that is the people who are walking these trails. Many of them are seniors and many of them are walking their dogs. The key is almost everyone has a sense of respecting other walkers' personal space. Most are not wearing masks, so when walkers cross paths one set moves to the right and the other moves to the left. If we are on a part of a trail where it is narrow, one walker will move a little off the trail to allow the other walker to pass. Here is the best part. Each walker has a smile on their face and each walker usually exchanges a smile and greeting. Sometimes there is even a longer interaction like petting the dog or commenting on the weather or the trail itself. I enjoy brightening other walkers' days by making comments to get a chuckle, such as when I see an older couple walking holding hands, which I think is fantastic. I say, "Wow. Young love, that's great to see." Or, when I see a group of seniors, I usually say, "Hi kids," with a big smile on my face. Of course the fun part is all of the comments I get back. One woman said with a laugh, "Young love, I have been with this one for over 40 years. The highlight of my day has been these walks and the interactions that I have with fellow walkers. The smiles, the friendly greetings of people who have decided to beat the boredom and celebrate what we have here in Niagara. Not only the wonderful places to walk, but the amazing people who are doing the walking. Give it a try, and remember to smile and say hi. Ted Moradian is the president of the 2% Factor and creator of the Law of Cooperative Action. He is an author and professional speaker and can be reached at ted@the2percentfactor.com. Check Ted out on Instagram and TikTok.